This is the Strom Yulesman podcast coming to you straight out of Pittsburgh. That's right. Gins, guys.
The station's emptying out at the end of line. You're amusing and I can't make up my mind. Everything else is just trial and failure and success slipping through our hands. But that's the way it ends.
Welcome to the Strom Yulesman podcast, one smooth-ass podcast. I'm here tonight with my co-host, Brian Strom.
Hola.
And Brian, we're here with one of the three wise men who you had spoken of before. And I got to tell you that before we introduce him, it's just been on my mind. You vaguely gave me some information last week, and I just, you know, I want to know more. I need to know more about these guys, so I'm eager with anticipation.
Well, I say we talked about some signs of the apocalypse and the 200 birds, 300 birds, whatever it was, and then, of course, the 200 dead cows in Wisconsin. Now, at Ground Zero, of course, we have our own Cleet Stradamus, who's right next door to Wisconsin. He can really fill us in on that. I consider him as one of the wise men.
I should have known. Cleet, welcome to the show.
Tell you what, it is very scary out here. Southwest Wisconsin, Platteville, Wisconsin, per se, 200 dead cows we have just discovered this past week. And guys, I tell you what, we've had all kinds of people here. We've had people from CSI Miami, CSI New York, CSI Las Vegas, and none of them can determine the cause of death of these cows. 200 of them, Brian and Norm, completely extenuated.
That's just such a scary fact. This factor has been so overwhelming to me. Brian and I originally had thought that this disturbance was caused by alien life forms. We've been protecting ourselves with tinfoil hats these past few weeks. Can you enlighten us on that? Are we barking up the wrong tree?
Norm, I knew something was alarm. Something was afoot, Norm. When about a day before these cows were discovered, I woke up in a cold sweat, Norm, Brian, in the middle of the night, and my third nipple, which, you know, I have located right there in the center of my chest, started spouting milk. And well, it never does that. It never spouted milk whatsoever, but it started spouting milk. And then I knew something was awry. I knew something was not right, that there was something that just, lo and behold, was not right with the universe. And then, let's fast forward 12 hours, we find and discover 200 dead cows in the wonderful state of Wisconsin.
Now, Cleet, more on these cows. Were they dairy cows? Were they beef cows? Do you know anything
these
more?
These were beef cows. These were beef cows, Brian. These were beef cows, and we're talking about some big heifers. I mean, we are talking about some monster heifers. I mean, you've seen Aretha Franklin today. Take Aretha Franklin, put 500 pounds on her, and that's what we're talking about here. So we're talking about cows where it takes a lot to put them down. I mean, these cows, they suffer through long, cold winters here in Wisconsin. I mean, they can handle anything, but 200 of them at an average poundage of over 1,200 pounds, that's just not right, and that's just not natural. We talk about, Norm, this possibly being supernatural. Look what we have seen here over the last 2 or 3 weeks, my friends, and you guys are experts on this, but when you talk about all these things about signs of possible, you know, ends of the world in 2012, all these birds falling out of the sky, all these dead cows, you know, Charlie Sheen still being alive, what the fuck is up with that? That is more proof for a lot of us that there's something awry here that is not natural.
Well, one question that I have is how were these cows found dead? Were they lacerated? Were they just, mutilated? Was something eating them?
Well, that is a great question. No, there's so much speculation out there. One popular theory is they had a wild 36-hour bender on cocaine with Charlie Sheen. That could have done it there. Another thing is that they were extenuated because puncture marks were found reportedly. Now, these are unconfirmed reports. Right along the lines of several of the cows, like they were drained of their blood by vampires. Now, yeah, that's all sci-fi stuff. That's all stuff for the Weekly World News. I don't put a lot of stock into it. But here's what we know. In the land of reality, stone cold truth is nobody can tell you what killed these cows. How can they be healthy on one day and dead the next?
All right. I know your journalistic integrity keeps you from speculating a lot of times, but if you had to speculate in this case, what caused the death of these cows?
You want the truth?
Yes.
I mean, let's think about it. I don't know. Did they see Betty White naked? You know, I don't know. You know, did they spend more than 2 minutes with Rush Limbaugh? Did he, you know, just bore them to death? We can speculate on a lot of things, but here's what I think. These cows die. These towns died because of the changing nature of our universe. Now, we change from global warming to Lady Gaga. Things are going out there that we cannot explain. My theory is that these cows died under unnatural circumstances based on the unnatural plane of our universe.
That's pretty deep. I'm feeling moved by your theory here. Now, what's unnatural about it? I mean, Lady Gaga seems perfectly natural to me, albeit, you know, and I guess I'll make this connection. She did wear a lot of meat to the MTV Music Awards or
exactly.
Grammys or whatever it was.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Was she standing up for animals, a norm, or was she forecasting the future doom of animals? I mean, come on. If you've ever seen two cows try to make love to Bad Romance, you'll die too. I mean, that's what's happening right here in the heartland of America. But you, my friends, you and Brian have been exploring the supernatural, things that can't be explained for years. You know it, whether it be Area 51 or the fact that Donald Rumsfeld is still alive. There are things that we can't, regardless of our scientific advancements, understand.
In our bunker here, be it underground or wherever, we're not going to disclose this information, but is there a chance that we should stay here a little bit longer?
You know what, Brian, Norm, it's without question the right thing to do. It's the safe thing to do because what we've learned in this 21st century is you cannot predict tomorrow. You cannot predict tomorrow under any circumstances. So the best thing to do is to lie low as long as possible or until you need to go up because you need some beer, which is all the most important thing. Always go back up to surface for beer. But just, we need to lie low because who knows? I mean, there are things going on I cannot explain. So we need to proceed with caution.
Well, Cleet, there's one theory that Brian and I have been kicking around that we need to get your honest opinion on, and it's connected directly to the Strom Huelsman podcast. And you know, we took a break for a while, and now we're coming into question that break. Was it natural or was it unnatural? And as we evolve the Strom Huelsman podcast from 2.0 to 3.0, as we evolve as human beings, putting our wise wisdom on the internet, we're wondering, is there a connection? Is Strom Huelsman here to save the world or to destroy the world? Because
no.
I can't believe that these events are unrelated. That they,
no.
You know, we
no,
still.
Not question. You're an expert scientist. I mean, you have a PhD from, you have a PhD from Meta. You know, even though I printed that up for you, but that's not the issue here. You're absolutely right. There is no way. This is not coincidence. How could the second coming, the third coming of the Strom Huelsman podcast, and all these supernatural events that go without explanation be happening at the same time? My friend, they are completely related. And this tells me that you were put here, you and Brock Strom, Norm Huelsman, were put here to save the world. Save us from ourselves. Save us from the craziness. Save us from insanity. Save us from another bad Steven Seagal action movie. You were put here for a purpose. And this is what you're doing. You're preaching to the masses. Strom Huelsman Podcast 3.0 can save us all by exposing the truth, by exposing the corruption, by exposing the lies of the bureaucrats, who are covering up the lies to save their soul. Because they're worried that people will find out that they've had affairs with Betty White. People will find out that Donald Rumsfeld is secretly in love with Michael Jackson's corpse and he visits it every day, six times a day, on the hour. But that's not the issue here. The issue is, you are the way, you are the truth, you are the light, you are our salvation.
A little bit of research here, Cleet, about the coming of a third Antichrist. And we believe that from our undisclosed location, we have identified that third Antichrist, and he is none other than Keith Stone. Can you elaborate?
Keith Stone is an imposter. Keith Stone is a traitor. Keith Stone is a fraud. Keith Stone came here to America to steal the right for the righteous glory, the righteousness of Brian Strom and Norm Huelsman. That's what's going on here. Craziness.
Well, Brian, that was pretty enlightening, don't you think?
If you can say one thing about Cleet, he's usually enlightening.
Yeah, that's true. And I feel better that I know more, but I also kind of feel a little more scared that I know more about what potentially killed those cows.
Yeah, he has a whole mess of theories. The one interesting one we haven't discussed yet, though, Norm, and I saw something on the History Channel about this the other night, is 2012.
Yeah.
You know, the end of the Mayan calendar. And that might be something we need to get into here, because that might have some relevance. 2012 is right around the corner. All these incidents are happening.
Mm-hmm.
maybe they're related.
Yeah, I know that's one thing you and I have discussed off the air quite a bit, and it seems like that's the direction that this is heading.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you really think those cows were on a bender with Charlie Sheen?
They could have been.
Blows my mind.
I know.
You know what all the farmers need to do is they need to make tinfoil hats for every cow in America.
It would not protect them from Charlie Sheen.
Tell me how it's supposed to end. We'll make the most of it to just be friends. Stuck in delusional happiness like a silent charade. Oh, I was illiterate only between the lines. You were pretending and said it would be alright. Everything else is just trial and failure and success slipping through our hands. But that's the way it ends.
Strom Yulzman podcast coming to you straight out of Pittsburgh. That's right. Games, guys.
All right, my friend. Let the games begin.